And it is time for Talking Books. We are joined this hour by Susan Brown, who heads up the aforementioned Community Arts and Culture Department and also the Chapel Hill Public Library. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is their website for more information on books and other things. Good morning. How are you?
You know, I woke up this morning in a great mood, was driving over here. I was like, this is going to be a great day.
It's good so far.
And then I heard you do the weather, and you talked about, like, it might rain, but only on you.
That
and
has
I had
been
this
my
Charlie
experience.
Brown moment, like, fast-forwarding to about 6:30 tonight, and I, like, stop by the grocery store, and it just rains on me as I walk in and out.
I don't know about anyone else, but, like, I've had a couple of experiences. Is like just in the last couple of weeks where like you can pull up your phone and look at the radar and there's like nothing around except like three dots of yellow or red on the radar and it's like directly above where you happen
but
to be.
But you know the thing about the weather, right? And the percentages, have you heard this? That a 30% chance of rain doesn't mean a 30% chance of rain. It means it
at
might rain
point,
in 30% of the area that it's covered. And that kind of blows my mind. And wherever I am, I'm always in that percentage.
Yeah.
If it's a 10% area, I just happen to be in that area.
It also could mean, like, if it's a 10% chance of rain, it doesn't mean, like, there's a 10% chance that it will rain that night. There is a 10% chance at any point in that night that it's going to rain, and that kind of adds up
That's not what it means.
I don't know what it means.
You're just making things up, Aaron.
I mean, I'm on the radio. That's what I do for a
that's
living.
That's right. Sure, yeah.
What's going on at the library?
We are so excited for what's happening this weekend. Well, I will actually say I was leaving work yesterday at about 6:30 once again.
Right.
And I walked out through the main lobby, and I noticed that it was board game night. And I just peeked in because I didn't want to interrupt. But I just want to give a shout-out to Mike and the programming staff and team. They're really doing some great programs. And so there were, like, I don't know, 20 or so people in there just playing board games and hanging out and chit-chatting, and they looked so happy. So while I often talk about some of our big, big programs, check out our calendar because we are doing some craft nights, board game nights.
Nice.
We like just did a little scavenger hunt. Really, really fun stuff happening.
Nice.
But that was last night. So I'm here to talk about Friday night. So this weekend, if you like good music, food trucks, community, intergenerational laid-back fun, it is a great weekend for you. So Friday night, we are doing one of our final Family Fun Fridays, and that's a lot to say. And this month, we are celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month. We have a live Latin jazz band called Jazziando, which I love that name.
Nice.
We'll have some food trucks, maybe an ice cream truck. We've been doing these all summer, once a month on a Friday night. Super, super fun time. And the weather's going to be great.
Cool.
So that is from 6 till 8. And the music set is from 6:30 till 7:30.
And that's at the library.
At the library, out in front. We really just do it up. It's super fun.
Yeah.
So that's Friday evening. And then, of course, Saturday is Live at Legion.
Live at Legion.
So that's going to be awesome. We had our interview with Hugh earlier this week.
He's great.
Listened to that on the website. And, like, he's just a character.
He's
and you
fun.
Get the three of us together and something.
Huh.
So, yeah, that's from 3 till 6, mixtape grab bag, playing, as they said, a sonic journey through popular music history.
Yep.
Food trucks will be there. We just found out Baton Rouge won't be there, but they recommended somebody else named Simone's, and I checked out their menu, and it looks amazing.
Cool.
Yagsu 10, Carolina Brewery, Boro Beverage, Maple View. It's going to be great fun. I cannot wait.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
bring
really
a blanket,
cool.
bring a chair. We're just going to have a great, like, Chapel Hill vibe kind of a day. I'm super excited.
And that's going to be Saturday from 3 to 6, and I'll be emceeing, so I'll see you out there. Mixtape Grab Bag is fantastic. I've seen them live. They're great. If you haven't, you absolutely must. Hugh and Rob DeMuro is usually the drummer. They're both in Heat Preachers. If you listen to Live and Local, you'll hear them on a regular basis. They're great. That's half the band. It's going to be a lot of fun, and the weather's going to be great.
Yeah, and I saw Hugh play. It was last year when Carolina Performing Arts did their hip-hop Pop Festival.
Yeah.
And there was
a
night at the Cradle when Hugh was playing with Charlotte Ammons' band.
Gosh, so good.
And my kids were just mesmerized by the whole thing. But Hugh just like being full on Hugh Suasso, like entertaining the crowd. So I cannot wait for Saturday.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed that. Hugh and Charlotte are amazing.
Playing
I've
like
never
funk
seen
set.
Them together.
Oh my God, it was great. It was great.
Okay, so with that in mind, let's talk books. We've got a couple of really cool musical events coming up. So books about music?
Yeah.
Cool, go for it.
So the first thing I thought of was both of my kids and books from their shelves currently. Mm-hmm. But I also thought about when I was their age, like there was, I don't know, 2 or 3 years in high school when I got really into reading like the mass market paperback band bios, mm-hmm. right? Like the Zeppelin one.
Oh, yeah.
And the Doors one.
Yep.
And some other crappy ones. They were just like, you know, I don't know. I mean, I would
separate books on Tennille and the Captain.
So I was thinking about that, but my boys have much better taste. So I'm going to share two books that each of my kids are currently reading. So the first one is my older son Jake loves the Allman Brothers. He is like, he loves blues and like Southern rock and all of that. And he's read a couple of their bios. He read the Greg Allman book, which was great, but he's currently reading, and this is just out from this summer, Brothers and Sisters, the Allman Brothers Band, and the inside story of the album that defined the 70s.
Nice.
So the album was called Brothers and Sisters, and it's sort of this oral history, pop music history of one album. Really, really well done. This guy also wrote One Way Out, and he wrote, I think, a biography of Stevie Ray Vaughan, too, who my kid also loves. So Brothers and Sisters, just out, all about the Allman Brothers, and really like the 70s kind of music scene, too.
Okay. I'm going to take a local and recommend a book that is not yet out. So I haven't read it. I don't know if it's good, but I know the author, and he's pretty consistently, reliably great. David Menconi, who is, you know, great journalist, great music writer, has written some amazing books. Step It Up and Go.
Which is great.
History of North Carolina Music. Like, that's fantastic. He's got a new book that's coming out next month called Oh, Didn't They Ramble? It's a great title. Rounder Records and the Transformation of American Roots Music. So it's a history of the label Rounder Records, which has George Thorogood, Bella Fleck, Alison Krauss, Alice Gerard, who's a local, and it's just a comprehensive history of this label. David Menconi is obviously a great author, so this should be a fantastic book. And you mentioned Zeppelin; Robert Plant writes the foreword for it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I had no idea that David had a new book coming out, much less about Rounder, much less that Robert Plant is writing
the foreword.
He's
a little bit excited about the fact that Robert Plant like, wrote the foreword for his book. Like, that's kind of cool.
Well,
right?
And there was a period in my 20s when I really got into like roots music and folk music and bluegrass, and basically anything that was on Rounder or Sugar Hill, I would like go for it. Like, that's an iconic label.
It's out next month. So
awesome.
Yeah,
I love it. So speaking of forewords and speaking of books that aren't out yet, you're not the only one who's got the handle on books that are coming out soon.
Uh-huh.
I've actually got the book that I'm going to talk about.
Ooh,
so this is
props.
A new book that's coming out, let's see, October 17th, also next month, with a foreword by Questlove.
Nice.
The book is Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again, a memoir by Sly Stone. So my younger son, Miller, loves Sly and the Family Stone.
Nice.
And so this book is coming out, and it's, you know, Sly Stone is like, you know, iconic powerhouse of the songwriting and the music scene. And then he kind of like disappeared for a while. And so this is him telling his story of his life, of the music scene, of American culture, all of it. I've started reading in it a bit, and it's just like so readable, so good. The foreword isn't printed yet. I was like, ooh, I can't wait to read Questlove's foreword.
Those are blank pages.
But they're blank pages because this is a pre-pub copy. That happens. So if you like, I mean, I guess both of mine are kind of like 60s, 70s music scene here, which is like my kids' vibe, but Brothers and Sisters about the Allman Brothers, and Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again by Sly Stone.
Kids probably have the same taste as you. They'll like Zeppelin, they'll like the Doors, they'll like Tennille and the Captain. I mean, There's a lot of overlap here.
I'm not going to make them choose between Captain or Tennille.
You don't have
to. It's Captain and Tennille.
They're together forever. That's Talking Books. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for the library. ChapelHillArts.org for arts and culture. Live at Legion this Saturday from 3 to 6. The other music event at the library Friday night from 6 to 8. Susan, thank you so much.
Thank you.